Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, if he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight, if he's worthy of your praise, come on, put your hands together like this. Your heart.
own life now. We let it all go, let it all go now. We lay it all down now. To Jesus, sweet surrender to you. We give it all up now. We let it all go, let it all go now. We lay it all down now to Jesus. My hero is coming to my rescue. My hero is coming to my rescue. My hero is coming to my rescue. Coming to save the day. My hero is coming to my rescue. My hero is coming to my rescue. My hero is coming to my rescue. Coming to save the day. So we give it all.
Come into my circumstances and Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. I am truly excited about tonight. There's a word from the Lord on tonight. I am the host, but I'm not the host for tonight. Tonight, Prophetess Pate will be bringing us a word entitled The Facts of Married Life, Part 1. So whether you're single or married, I do believe this word will bless you. Father God, use her mightily on tonight, God. Stand up in her boldly, Lord God, and let her say what she has to say, Lord God, on your behalf, that somebody's marriage will be changed, delivered, and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Prophetess Page, you're on the air.
Give glory to God to all what he have done for us. And we thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy. We thank and praise God for taking, letting her bring, take us through the storm of his word. Thank and praise God for this blessing of this day. I would like to give praise to God and to all of those that are listening and to all of those that get ready to tune in and to all of those maybe want to tune in after the show. We want to thank and praise God for what he's put in my mouth. I thank and praise God for what he's learning me. I thank and praise God for what all that he have done for me. Thank and praise God, all that I've been through and all that we all go through is only to make us what God wants us to do. Thank God that everything that I went through, it took me, it brought me, and God, now I'm anointed and I'm appointed by God no matter who, what, or whatever people may say. I know who I am and I know whose I am in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless everyone that's listening, bless everyone that's getting ready to tune in, even those that listen after the show, bless them. Lord, I ask you to put a word in my mouth for your people, Lord God. Lord, and I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, even if it had to hit home first, Lord. For Lord, you say charity start homes and it spread abroad. You cannot go out there and minister to someone and if you don't start in your house first. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for married life. I thank you, Lord God, that it's been to be 14 years that me and my husband has been married. Not all day, not every year was easy. Not every day is sweet. We thank and praise God that sometime the bitterness, Lord God, had to come in to make us sweeter than we ever had been. And I thank and praise God for all of that, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you get ready to do. And, Lord, I ask you to shake loose, shake chain loose. And, Lord, move attitudes, Lord God, and move gratitudes, Lord God. Move the ones, move me out the way, Lord God. And, Lord God, you stand up in me. And, Lord, I blood block everything, Lord God, that's not of you, Lord God, from the ministry, Lord God, on the air, Lord God. We bind every spirit that trying to come in against the ministry. We bind every sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and amen. We're going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. For those that who have read 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, I'm going to talk on 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, where it's got in there where it says that, where it says husbands are to love their wives as Christ had loved the church. And then where it says, husband, do not put away, if you're saved and you have an unbelief wife, you're not supposed to put her away. If she still wants to be with you, you're supposed to be there and to help her, help bring her, and help pray for her that God will bring her to where you bring her out of where she is. And I also say a wife that is saved and have an unbelief husband, if he does not want to leave her, then you are to stay with him. It goes for both. It goes for man and woman. Then also in Genesis, where God created he created Adam, when he said that Adam was in the 3rd chapter where he created Adam, and he knew that Adam needed a helpmate. So the helpmate came within. He brought forward Eve. When I read that story in Genesis, it blessed me because that let me know man cannot live without a woman. They need someone to help them. They need someone to be there for them. Without us ladies, without us wives, without us men, we'll be lost. They will know which way to go. Wife, you mean something in your marriage, no matter if you feel like you don't or not. You mean something in your marriage. The Lord put you with your husband for a reason. And we thank and praise God for placing us with the mate that we have. Although some people may feel that he could have been with them, or some may say, well, you don't match with him, or some may say they don't even look right. Well, don't look right. I kid you not. God will make it line up in his will. We have a lot of look-alike. Don't need to be together. But God bless us. Excuse me. God bless man and woman to be together. When he did what he did with Adam, if you notice, ladies and wives, Adam could not live alone. He needed a helpmate. That's why God created one man from the man rib. And that what made us one man. And I thank and praise God for how he did that. Because if he had not done that, man would be here. They would be here. They wouldn't be, they'd be lost without us. So let us thank God for it. Even though we have a marriage that we may think that you should, that he should be a prince to you, or he should cherish you like you should. He should love on you like you should. He should be, you shouldn't even have to be at a point where you hate you got married, or where you hate things shouldn't have come up in your life. And sometimes we even blame God for the way our husband treat us, which is not of God. God did not cause the, God caused, when everything took place in Genesis, it came with a price. When God directed Adam, he did not go to woman. He went to Adam, told him, do not eat of the tree. He went to man. That's who he went to. And when everything came, fell apart, long he ate it, everything was okay. But then when it was brought to man, that's when everything started happening. Eyes started opening up. The nakedness was being seen, and they knew that they was naked. And then that's when knowledge came. That's why it's important that we ask God for wisdom. Ask God for knowledge to direct you how to deal with your mate, how to deal with them. Ask God to show you what. Sometimes I don't understand my husband. So what I do, I pray. I pray and ask God to direct me and show me which way to deal with. Some of you may have a husband, and you may say, well, he acts like a boy, or he don't act like a man. Well, sometimes God put a wife in a man's life to teach them what they don't know. None of us get too old for no one to teach us. So what he don't know, you help him. If he don't want help, pray. Sometimes God will make you humble down and just humble down as a little child and say, baby, look, let's do it this way. Come on, let me go with you. Come on, let me show you how to do it this way. You do what you can to help bring that man where he's supposed to be. Not when you bring him and you teach him and you show him. Sometimes we have to ask the Lord to direct and lead and guide us in every area of our life. I ask for wisdom and knowledge every day. When I get up in the morning, I pray. When I pray, I get in my word. When I get out of my word, I get up, I lay my hand on my husband's head, and I pray. And I pray and ask God for wisdom for him, knowledge, Lord. Lord, teach him how to love me. Teach him how to love his children. And teach him, Lord God, first of all, how to love you. See, if a man learns to love God, he's going to know how to love his wife. We ask God to show us every day. Let God be your guidance. I start saying, I'm not going back to the way things used to be. I'm going forward. I got, that's my word now. I'm still going forward. We got to still go forward no matter how the situation may look, no matter how the man may act or treat us. And women's wise, please, be do good. Do what the word say do. If you direct, let the word tell you what to do, then it will direct you. I thank and praise God. At one point in my life, the voice came in my mind a lot of times, and I could have just gave up, and I could have just packed up, and got my babies, and we could have just left. But see, every time that idea come in my head, God always brings this back to me. Your vows, the vows that you made for better, for worse, for sick, for help, all those vows that you made, you got to God. Those are sacred to God. They are precious to God. No one everyone has to deal with situations. Just you're not the only one going through with your husband or your wife. There's maybe some out there going through worse. But we pray for the husband. We pray for our husband and ask the Lord to bless them. I thank and praise God, Lord. I always tell God, I used to see things the wrong way, but I tell God now, thank you. Thank you for putting a man in my life that teaching me how to get closer to you. Well, Prophetess Pate, how do teaching a man to tell me what do you mean about that? I don't get it. Okay, if you don't go through anything, if you don't experience things, you will never know how it is to appreciate God. Then when that real man come out of that man, you'll be glad how God brought you forward, that God will let this man grow up and pamper you and be that husband that you asked him for. So you may marry someone that don't understand life. You may marry someone that don't understand marriage life. You may marry someone that don't know how to manage money. Okay, thank God for what you have. Then you just ask God, okay, wives, sometimes we have to think for our husband. What I mean by think for our husband, what he's weak at in one area, you stronger in another area. What you do, you sometimes have to be the husband. What I mean by sometimes have to be the husband, some wives may say, well, I can't never rest. I have to work. I'm doing this all the time. I never see the same treatment back. Okay, Jesus walked the earth. He did the healing. He did the feeding people. He did the laying on hands. He did the birthing out people. God did all of these things for us. He did all these things for us. And he never complained. And he kept on. He even went to city, to place. And he never complained about what he did. So which means is we have to start praying more and thanking God for what it is than sitting up praying and worrying about it. I thank and praise God for the relationship that I have with God. Because now when situations come up, I don't even worry. I just speak to it. I bind every hand of the enemy. When stupid stuff come up, I bind stupid spirit. When foolish stuff come up, I bind the foolish spirit. Everything that you have authority. You have powers, women. You have powers, wife. You have power. I say women because we got women that's not even married, and they're devoting themselves to a man that they're not even married to. When you should get, you don't even have to take whatever you take off of this man, and you're not even married to him. God's not pleased with that. He don't like for his children to be abused. He don't like for his children to be misused. So he's not going to let us stay in it long. Sooner or later, God is going to touch that man's heart and say, look, I got a good wife. I want to treat her nice. Lord, help me to treat my wife like I'm supposed to teach her. If you will show that man with love and kindness, no matter how cruel he is, no matter how angry he get, no matter how he mistreat you, God would step up in it. I'm a living witness. I know he will. And I always do. You may some of you may say, well, I got a husband and he don't want me to pay tithes. Okay, let me show you how you do that. Some things you can do. Husbands don't have to know. you do things, God will direct you. I've been with my husband 14 years, to be on the 19th. And I thank and praise God for the bad as well as the good. And I thank God for the terrible time. And Lord knows sometimes things get to the point where I just can throw up my hand and just walk out. But God stood there, and he always give me something. He always bounced back in my life. And I thank and praise God. Well, Miss Prophetess Pay, well, you say God don't want us to suffer. You say God wants us to be treated good. He wants us to be treated nice. Well, then we shouldn't be treated like we do. Why we get in a situation with a man and we know him? When I first met my husband, he didn't know Christ. Because the way I lived before God, before him, didn't give in to the devil. I kept on praying for him. I kept on believing God that he would get saved. Then one time God stepped in. I pulled away from him. When God blessed, he got saved. And now the next step, then a lot of people say, well, if he's saved, then he's supposed to know right from wrong. Let me help you something, women, ladies. Wives, let me help you with something. When you get saved, that means you accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then now the deliverance got to come. You got to pray for deliverance. Whatever they need to be delivered in, we got to pray for that area. Whatever he need more prayer in, you have to pray for deliverance. Lord, deliver my husband from the streets. Lord, deliver my husband from women. Lord, deliver my husband, Lord God, from drinking. Lord, deliver my husband from smoking. Lord, we bind that spirit, Lord God, of staying out all night. Lord, we bind that spirit of clubbing, Lord God. You got to pray and you got to mean it and you got to seek God and speak over this man's life. When he sleep at night, he don't even have to know it. Get up. Just go pray over. You don't even have to touch him. Just take your hand and just wave it over. Pray over whatever you want this man to be. Speak it in his life. Whatever. Even sometimes you want to call him a king and you know he ain't deserve to be a king. Then you speak it over him. If you know whatever you want your husband to be, speak it over. But you can't stop him. Can't speak at one time. You got to keep on praying and believing God that he would do it. I thank and praise God for how he's turning things around in my life. I thank and praise God how things are getting ready to line up with him. I thank and praise God for all the blessings. I curse everything that come up against us. Where I love to give, my husband may like to hold tight and he may be cheap, but women, let me help y'all with something. You may not believe this, but this gonna bless you. If you got a husband don't like to give, and he's cheap, and he don't like to pay tithes and offer, and he don't like to give to God, if you got a heart and a desire to do, whatever God put in your hand and whatever he tells you to do, you see that offering in the Lord. You pay that tithe. A lot of times, the Lord have blessed us with big money. And God will fix it where I can go get the money and I can go and place it in the offering and pay tithes with no one where he don't even have to know about it. So you can, in this thing, you know, you wonder why you're being blessed. You wonder why doors begin to come open for you. You see them for God to step in and to do the miraculous in your life. Whatever you believe in him for, see. Sometimes you have to see. You have to see towards you. See whatever you want God to do for your husband. See for him. If God tell you to, whatever God tell you to do, it may not be what you want to do. But get up. Listen to God's voice. Listen to him. I put on Facebook not long ago. We have to listen. God wants us to listen to his voice. If you don't listen and you do what you want to do, God is not going to be able to step in. Just because things don't go your way or he's not moving fast enough. Always remember, he said his way is not your way. Your way is not his way, nor your thoughts his thought, nor the earth is higher than the heaven. So mean whatever God got for you, he's going to do it, but he ain't going to do it on your time. He's going to do it on his time. We need to give God the glory and the praise for whatever it is. My husband made me where I am. My husband brought me where I am. And what I mean about that, everything I go through, every attitude I get towards me, every time he step out of the will of God, it makes me push forward. It makes me push even the more towards Christ, because that's where your anointing is going to come from. That's where your power is going to come from. Your power is going to come from what you go through with. No one, God, marriage is just homemade. Marriage is homemade. You got husband, you got to learn the wife. Wife, you got to learn the husband. Everybody has different attitudes. He may have a situation which you don't like. You may have a situation where he don't like. But that don't mean neither one of you wrong. It's just a little step you just got to work on. We ask God to just bless us and touch us. And some of us, sometimes we blame God for stuff. We always say, well, I ain't going to give God this here, and I ain't going to do this. And we don't even want to pay tithe. Well, shoot. Don't shoot God. God don't want us to shoot him. God wants us to give him. Give him what's due to him. God is not a shoot. Shoot your own self. When I mean by shoot, God, you don't say things, shoot God. God is blessing you every day of your life to get in line with him. You appreciate if you got a husband and he loves you and he cares for you, or you appreciate that husband. You thank God for that husband, because he could be out there strung out on drugs, or he could be out there and he could leave you for another woman. And then some of you may have a husband that walk off and left you for another lady. Then, well, that's okay. Still pray for them, because eventually it ain't going to last long. The one that God put them with, they'll eventually come back. You ask the Lord to save him, deliver him, bring him out of where he is. I thank and praise God for all the stuff he had put in my life. I bounced back out of all of it. I thank God for blood blocking a lot of dangerous things. And I thank and praise God. God will even keep you and save you. If your husband out there messing up, married women, let me tell you something. You at home being faithful, being a good husband, a good wife, and you're being faithful, and you cooking his dinner, and you washing and ironing his clothes, and you lay him out when he come in, and you know he don't deserve it. But let me tell you something. God will not let nothing come upon you. He will not let nothing harm you. You keep on showing love and kindness. And if that man walk out and leave you, and he don't want to come back there, you still pray blessings over him. God's still going to bless you. You are being blessed because of the way you're going with God. You're keeping God's commandment. You're keeping what the Bible says. You're doing what you're supposed to do. But if you're being abused, or if you're being mistreated, I'm not going to tell you to stay in situations like that, because God don't want that. But I will say this right here. You get up and you shake the dust from your feet and you flee. And you ask God to direct you in every area, every part of your life. And I thank and praise God for everyone that is listening today. Thank and praise God that some of you all, I pray for you. I pray, God, that he will blood block every spirit that's not of him. I ask God that whoever husband out there messing up, that he will blood block every disease that he will not bring it home to you. And I ask God to blood block everything that will not come among you. Some of you may go out in the streets and you may see someone your husband used to talk to, and you may say, I know who she is. She may look at you, well, I've been with her husband, and I know all about him. Well, that's all good. That's all right. God still bless you. You still ain't lost nothing. God still blessing you. When it all done, said and done, God will bless you. He has a room in heaven for you. God have your glory. He have everything that you need. Whatever you want from him, just ask him for it. He will do it. Sometimes we sit up and we cry and we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about, we shouldn't cry about. But we ask God to step in, and we ask God to wipe the tears away. And it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to cry, because God will always step in and do what he says he's going to do. I like the part when it says in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, where it says, husbands are to love their wife as they love the church. That means if the husband say he's supposed to love you and like he loved God. If he don't love you like he loved God, if he don't love you like he say he loved God, then he don't love God. God is love. God teach you how to treat one another. God teach you how to direct us how to, and he lead and guide us how to be. We're supposed to be a light to those that don't know. So married women, ask God to help you. Ask God to stand up in you. Ask God to make you to be that woman, that wise woman that he made you to be when God made you from Adam real. That made us one. Meaning we are one body. So they say we one body. Well, then how's we one? One going this way and the other one going that way. You still one body. One just got to be delivered and the other one just clean. You just ask God to teach and show you how to get through to them. Sometimes they don't know because of the way they came up. Sometimes they don't know because of the way they was raised. Sometimes they don't know because they didn't have no one to show them. But when God saved you, he teach you how to teach you to show them how to come up. You got some husbands that listen, and you got some that don't. Like you got wives that were listening, you got wives that don't. We have to keep on putting our trust in God and believe God to do it. We always ask God, Lord God, well, when is going to be my time to be happy? When is going to be my time for my husband to come out of where he is and treat me like that queen? Guess God is timing. God timing is not our timing. But when it's done, when it all said and done, God's going to put it together just like he did. He's going to put it together. I look at Job. Out of all that what Job went through, Job had a wife was a fool, but he still deal with him. If you only knew when Job lost everything, when I read it, when Job lost everything, and me and Prophet Stacy was talking about this, when Job lost everything, but if you notice, he didn't lose that foolish wife. He still had her, but God still didn't put her away. He still stood with her, but God still blessed her to bear more children. God blessed them back double for everything, and I thank God for what he have done. All these characters, all these great men and women of God in the Bible. And also, we look at David, how David lost a lot. How David's own son came up against him. How David, what he did with Bathsheba. We look at all those things, but he still, out of all what David did, he still came up. He still did what he did, but God still blessed. I thank and praise God. Even look at the story of Sarah. We thank and praise God for that story. And we thank and praise God out of all what happened, she still was with him. Abraham was still with him. We thank and praise God. Look at all of the great men, the men that had the wife or the husband that was terrible, but they still end up sticking with him. And we thank and praise God, and God still blessed them. Saul may left, and Saul was done wrong. And I think that was Abigail, I'm not sure, but I think she even had a foolish husband. But look at how she stood there, and look at how she did. I thank and praise God for that. I look at all these great men and women of God, and I don't think that we all live in a situation like they did back in the old days. But I give it to God. I tell God the little stuff I go through with. Lord God, it ain't nothing compared to what those men, those men and that woman went through with the husband or with the wife. But one thing I do know, I have a God that sit high, and he looks down low, and he have ears that he do hear. He hear your cry, he hear your prayer, and he knows. And sometimes the very one that come to you telling you about your husband, women's wife, we need to watch that. You have to watch those kind of people. Be careful who your friends are. Be careful who you deal with. Be careful. Sometimes people come into your life just to see what's going on, just so they can go back and take out stuff, and take things out the wrong. Be careful who you associate with. When you are anointed and appointed by God, that's when the enemy comes. Be careful. I don't deal with a whole lot of people. I minister to people that come, and I minister, and I pray for them, and I get right on off the phone, or even if they come over, I pray and minister to them, and I go on. I don't try to make friends with people. I love people, and I do sit down and fellowship some every now and then, but I'm not a people person where I just fellowship with a whole lot of people. My anointing is totally different from a lot of anointing. We have to be careful who we associate with. We have to be careful even around. Sometimes you're in a church where you have a lot of spectators come in just to look, just to see what they can do. You know what? You have to pray for those kind of people. Pray for people that come to bring you stuff. Be careful with that wife. Be careful with that husband. Even watch who they be with. You don't know who watching out for your wife or who watching out for your husband. You have to be careful to who you mingle with. Some people come in your life just to destroy you. Some people come in your life to steal your anointing. Don't let the enemy bring someone in your life to steal your anointing. Your anointing is greater. It's powerful. Can't nobody have what you have. You're the only one can deal with what you deal with. So you ought to give God great glory and praise for what it is and not for what it's not. Because God bless us for what we see. How we live, he bless us through the things that we do, what's right in his word. In the name of Jesus, I thank and praise God for that. We don't let us shut our mouth when it comes to God. Don't let us not do what God say do. Ask the Lord to help us in every area of our life. We may have some men that they just like little kids, and it is they just like little kids. Pray for them. I always pray and say, Lord, you said in your word, the step of a good man is ordered by you. I tell the Lord, Lord, I speak a good man. I speak a good man over my husband. I speak those words over my husband. Lord, you say when I was a child, I spake that as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I speak those words over my husband because I'm speaking a man in him and not a boy. And I'm asking the Lord to help him, Lord God. Help him in areas that he don't even know. Sometimes he may not even know how to be a man. Or he may not know how to manage money. That's when a wife step in. What he don't know, you're a helpmate. You're supposed to be there to help him. What she don't know, you're supposed to be there to help her. You're supposed to be there. If one of you weak in one area, the other one's supposed to be strong. If you're strong in one area and the other one weak, you're supposed to be strong. The Bible tells we're supposed to embarrass however the still should go. The devil trying to get my tongue tangled up. But I bind every spirit that try to come up against everything that the women is trying to do. The women will go forward. You will love your husband. God will teach you how to love him. God will give you that joy back. God will make you will be happy. God will give you everything you deserve. But just trust him and believe him. I thank and praise God for all that he's doing in all of our lives. And the ones that not married, I bind every spirit that try to come up in your mind and your thought to say that you'll never be married. I bind those spirits right now, and I send them back to hell when they come home. Whatever you ask God for, you pray and you ask God to give you that man, give you a husband of God's eye, give you that husband that he wants you to have. Don't pray for any man. You tell God how you want him. You tell God how to show you what to look for in a man. Some of us look for the wrong thing, and when it comes, we don't even know how to deal with it. But I bind every spirit that's not of him, and I come against every spirit that's not of God. And I ask you all to continue on. Let's pray for each other. Where this friend is weak, you pray for him. and where they could be strong. And I pray for everyone on Philippify, everyone that's listening, everyone that attests to Prophet Stacy. I pray, when we pray every day, we pray and we ask God to put a shower of his glory down upon y'all. We ask God to bless y'all in every area that y'all need blessing in. We ask God to rebind every spirit that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for everyone that listens. Lord God, I thank you for every married couple. Lord God, I thank you for the ones that get ready to get married. Lord, I bind every spirit and everything that's not of you. Right now, we come against every depressed. We come against every divorce. We come against every thoughts. We come against everything that's not of you. We ask you, Lord God, to save that husband, save that wife, deliver their mind. We bind every evil spirit that's trying to come up against them. And, Lord God, we thank you for them. Lord, we speak, Lord God, life in a dead situation, Lord God. Lord, we bind and we commit every, we bind every spirit that's not of you. They're trying to overtake them. Lord, anything going on in their home, we bind and we send it back to hell from which it come from. Lord, we ask you to bless the finance. Lord, we ask you, Lord, if that husband in the street or if that wife in the street, we bind every spirit, Lord, that's not of you, that you will bring them back home to their husband, to their wife. We bind it right now that he or she will be what they, what you called them to be. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you honor, glory, and praise. I thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Stacy, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, allow her, Lord God, to allow me to speak into your people, Lord God. The word, your word, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, teaching them, Lord. And, Lord, I speak wisdom over all the women, Lord God. I speak wisdom over all the marriage, Lord God. Because, Lord, without wisdom, Lord God, you cannot have knowledge, Lord. Lord God, without knowledge, you cannot have wisdom. Lord, we need both of those to help us, Lord God, to deal with what we deal with, Lord God. Lord, help us to deal with stress, Lord God. Some may be depressed or stressed because of things going on in their marriage or outside of their home. We bind them spirit right now. Send them back to hell from which he come from. In Jesus' name I pray. I turn this back over to Prophet Stacy. And then however she going to do it, if you need prayer, if you want prayer, if we ask you all to call in, mesh one, and we'll give it over to Prophet Stacy, and she'll just close it on out in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
What an awesome word the Lord moved on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed. And once again, I thank you for joining us on tonight. I'm going to recap just a few of the good points that the Lord brought forth through her. And we're going to move on from there. First of all, let's do this. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one. Or if you have a comment at this time, you can match one. Okay, if there's anybody listening on the internet, you can text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. It's prolificfire@gmail.com. I will be glad to pray with you or give you what God gives me after the show if you desire to do so. Now, let's recap some of the good points that the Lord brought forth. First thing that came out of her mouth was, sometimes the bitterness has to come to make us. I like that because the bitterness has to come to make us sweeter. Ladies, men need us. You do play an important role in your marriage. I felt somebody needs that. Call, I'll see you. Pop this paint. I'm going to put you back on the air to pray for this caller. Pop this paint.
Uh-huh.
You're on the air.
Okay.
Just a second. Hello, caller. Welcome to Philippi Fire.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I was listening on the little Bible study tonight. You know what I mean? And she had some good points there too. You know what I mean? And I'm a young man in the Lord. You know, and I'm you know, and my wife she goes to church, but she's not in it like I am. You understand what I'm saying? I have a desire to do for the Lord. You know what I mean? Where she's just like nonchalant. You know, it's not like she really wants you. You know what I mean? Go forth in the Lord, but she's inspired by me. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm just looking for, you know, some guidance, you know, and from God, you know, personally, you know, to help me in my situation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Everything that was that you heard on tonight that the prophetess was applying to the ladies, apply that to yourself because you're the strong one in the relationship. You pray for her. You be the example of Christ to her because you control your wife. Just because she's not where you are now, if you keep living before her the thing and doing the things of Christ before her, being a good man to her regardless of how she treats you back, it'll draw her and she will change in the name of Jesus.
Prophet Stacy, can I tell this to the
young
man? I myself, the same thing you're going through with, I myself, not long ago, I'm going to say 3 years ago, my husband got saved through me. When he got saved through me, I lived my life around him. When we got married, he was saved. But like a year after we got married, like it was a year into my marriage, things started going haywire. I was just like you. I was young, too. I was into the church, and I knew the Lord because I knew God. God came into my life at an early age, so which means I knew enough of God to live right and to walk right before him. No matter what I was going through with, he would lead. And I don't just get all into my business with everybody. It was at the point where he was cheating, where he was doing things that a husband didn't supposed to do. But I still did what I was supposed to do as a wife, which means it could turn, husband can still do what he's supposed to do as a husband. You love her. You love her, and you treat her with love and kindness. And the enemy right now, it's a good thing that she still go to church because there is hope. You got some that don't even go because at the time of my life, my husband had stopped going to church. The enemy had really took over him. He got into drugs. He got into everything. But I still stayed there, and I still prayed. Didn't even come home sometimes, but I still prayed. It was hard. Yes, it was hard, and yes, I cried. But you know who I did? I cried out to the Lord. And I asked God to pray. I asked God to help. You got to be careful who you involve yourself around, too, because you don't need negative to come in your ear. You don't need people to bring stuff to you to allow stuff to get in your spirit where as though you don't want to act out the way your wife is acting out. You don't want to do that. You want to stay in your word, and you want to ask God to help you. So all I can tell you is to get in God's word. Ask God to help you because I believe God would do it. I'm a living with it. Now my husband been delivered. Now he don't go out no more. He's at home now. He goes to church with me. He's praising God too. Well, did everything leave him? No, he still got some deliverance to do. And guess what? We all do. But
we
all do. But you know what? That's when we both. If you just pray and you ask God to help you, if you love her, you ask God to help you to deal with her, and you still treat her with love and kindness. Now, you're the only somebody can make that decision. You're the only somebody can make that happen. That between, because those vows are sacred. You want to be careful. Just be careful who you involve yourself with. Don't let everybody bring stuff to you, because you know when stuff like that, well, he's in church good, but his wife, you know a lot of people, because see, I had a lot of people bring trash to me. But see, it was up to me to not hear that garbage. You hear me? I had to, if you're speaking to God to do stuff, you got to believe God can do it, and you can't let folks come in your ear telling you stuff. Now, my husband is at home. my husband, he's God done delivered him to the point where he's not in the streets, so he don't do what he used to do no more. He done blessed him to the point where as though he are being blessed through me, and all I can do is tell you, me and Prophet Stacy, we're gonna pray. We pray every day. We're gonna believe God, and we're gonna pray for you. Always be like I just said. If you don't see a queen up in her, if you don't see, even though she's not acting like one, you speak it. You speak a queen. She is. She my queen. No matter what she is, Lord, you will deliver her. You will bring her out of where she is. And you keep doing that. I know you're young, but guess what? I was young too. I was 25. And look, it'll be 14 years in February I've been married to my husband. A long time. Been up and down with him. Been all around the world. But God still blessed. He still blessed me. So I can just encourage you.
See, just like with I understand everything you said, like being a queen and everything. And she is that. She's everything that I would expect in a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lack of her faith. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what really bothers me. It's her faith. Because, you know, she don't run the streets. She don't go out. She don't do none of those things. On the other hand, before I came to Christ, that guy was me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have no shame in telling that, you know.
Yeah.
But I thank God that He saved me, and I thank God for my deliverance, and I thank God for where I am right now. But do I forget where I come from? No, because guess what? If I never was there, I would never be where I am right now. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, and I understand, you know, about the thing you and your husband went through and all that, because guess what? I was that guy one time. But I said, I have to make a change for myself.
That's true.
You know, and then like you said, with all the negativity, first of all, I don't entertain negativity anywhere. And then on top of that, I don't speak with nobody about my marriage, because guess what? I always was taught what goes on in our house stays in our house.
That's true.
And that's the golden rule. You know what I mean? I don't care who it is. It could be the pastor. It could be the elder. But guess what? That's my home. The Bible says a man must rule his own household well. If I go to my pastor and talk to my pastor about my marriage, guess what? That means I'm doing something wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have an advocate with the Father, so anything I want, I should be able, I can go ask God for. You know, some people just there just to hear what you got to say, and then guess what? They'll try to backdoor you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give no leeway to the enemy concerning, you know, my marriage. Because if you give him an inch, he'll take the mile. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, but I just thank God for the word. I thank God for letting him use you tonight so I can even, you know, listen in, because this is my first time, you know, and I was truly blessed by it, you know, so I'm going to try to keep doing what I'm doing and keep endeavoring and doing what I got to do for the Lord. But I thank you. I thank you.
And pray the Lord that your wife's faith will get stronger than what it is. Pray that the Lord that her faith will get stronger than what it is.
But I understand why she likes it, because we come from two different backgrounds. See, I have an interracial relationship, and it's kind of different. And the thing of it is, though, I go to church with her sometimes, but I'm not saying it's no different, because guess what? God is everywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not what I'm used to. I come from a Pentecostal church, and she goes to a Baptist church. So, you know, their practices are different, but guess what? God is God. That's how I look at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the big difference right there, though.
Well,
but God can do all things.
Yeah, well, we're going to pray to God that God would come into her and ask God to help her and lead and guide her and direct her, that you both could be on one accord when it comes to you all, when it comes to faith. That's what we're going to believe God for.
Thank you. I thank you.
Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for scripting the young man, Lord God. Let him be an example before his wife, Lord God. Let her faith be scripted by his faith. Lord God, she may not understand all the things about faith, but let her just look at the way her husband does. And, Lord God, let her desire to change, because he said something key when he was talking. He said he desired to change. He desired to make a difference. And we pray on tonight that she would desire to change, Lord God. She would desire to step up, Lord God.
and to be closer to you, Lord God. I thank you for their union, Lord God. I thank you for binding them so close together that one cannot fall without the other. Lord God, I blood block everybody from coming up in their marriage, Lord God, that does not deserve to be in the marriage. The young man said he don't talk his marriage to everybody, and that's a wise thing, Lord God. I thank you for the wisdom that is up on his life. God, protect that marriage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Teach him who to go to and who to stay away from when it comes to his marriage, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for putting women in her life, Lord God, good, godly, strong women that will show her, Lord God, how to be a woman of faith. He also said that she's everything he would want in a woman, except for this area, Lord God. So I believe, because your word says that you who have began a good work in us will complete it, Lord God. I believe that you're going to complete the good work that you have began in this young lady. Her faith will increase, and she will be through and through. They will be 100% equal, Lord God, in every area, Lord God. We seal this marriage, Lord God, for nothing never would come against it, God. It would be because you made it be, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us on tonight, young man. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
If there's anybody else on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one at this time, or if you have a comment. Okay. I pray everybody's being blessed in some area on tonight, whether you're married or single. I pray that you got something out of the word. As I was saying, I'm going to recap some of her points just so they'll get in your spirit. She said that sometimes the bitterness has to come to make us. I like that, because a whole lot of situations, it comes just to make us. And she said to make us sweeter. Ladies, men need us. You do play an important role in your marriage. I feel like somebody needs that. You play an important role in your marriage. Not just ladies, but men, you play an important role in your marriage also. You were made for a man's rib because you were destined to be a part of him. Ask God for wisdom. Let God teach you how to adapt, adjust to your husband or your wife daily. Everybody has to deal with situations. You are not alone in this, wife or husband. Don't quit. Everything in Genesis came with a cost. Be your husband's strength in his weakness or your wife's strength in her weakness. This is my favorite point for that night. She said Jesus had to play dual roles, and he did so without complaining. I hadn't even thought about that before tonight. Jesus had to play dual roles, and he did so without complaining. Pray more and complain less. Be an example of Christ in the life of your husband or your wife. Marriage will require you to be a prayer warrior. Marriage will require you to be a prayer warrior. Speak over your husband or your wife. Speak not what you see, but what you desire to see. Finally, listen to God. And if you desire prayer, once again, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com or further consultation in the things of God. I would be glad to do that for you also. If you would like to hear this episode again, the Lord has blessed this ministry. We're not just on blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. You can also, if you're away from your computer, you can go to iTunes. We're on iTunes. It's a free podcast. Just look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. I want to go wherever you're going. I just want to be there to encourage you in the things of the Lord. Once again, it's come to my attention that some of you would like to sow into this ministry. If that's you, and only if God is telling you to do it, you can do so if you have a PayPal account. I like to use the PayPal app, but you can go to paypal.com, and where it says send your seed to prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, as I always say, the Lord named this ministry Prolific Fire, and prolific means fertile, highly fruitful, producing abundant works or results, producing in large quantities, highly productive. And if you'd like to sow into a ministry that the Lord named such a powerful meaning, feel free to do so, and I know the Lord will bless you. We will be back next Monday, the same time, same place, with part two of this message. Until then, God bless you. I love you all.